This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Synchronous versus asynchronous feedback. Which approach drives better outcomes in workplace feedback conversations? Know when to speak and when to write. Your feedback depends on it. In short, synchronous feedback happens in real time, while asynchronous feedback is delivered in writing with a deliberate gap before any response. Synchronous feedback allows immediate dialogue. Asynchronous feedback allows reflection before responding. The right choice depends on the emotional weight, urgency, and complexity of the message. Using the wrong method can undermine even the most carefully prepared feedback. Definition: synchronous versus asynchronous feedback describes two distinct delivery methods for workplace feedback conversations. Synchronous feedback occurs in real time through spoken conversation, while asynchronous feedback is written and received independently, giving the recipient time to reflect before responding. A manager I knew sent a long, detailed written message to a team member about a serious performance issue. He thought it through carefully. He wrote 3 drafts. Then he sent it on a Friday afternoon and spent the whole weekend worrying. The team member read it alone, without context, and arrived on Monday ready to resign. The feedback was fair. The method was wrong. That is the cost of not understanding synchronous versus asynchronous feedback. Choosing the wrong delivery method can turn good feedback into a bad experience. It can create defensiveness where you needed openness. It can make a simple observation feel like a formal accusation. The message matters, but so does the vehicle that carries it. By the end of this, you will know exactly when to use each approach and what each one actually requires of you. If you want to understand how feedback fits into the wider health of a team, how feedback loops boost team synergy is a strong place to start. What synchronous feedback really means in practice. Synchronous feedback is feedback delivered in real time. You and the other person are present at the same moment, whether in the same room or on a video call. In practice, this looks like a one-to-one conversation after a difficult meeting, a direct word with someone whose behavior affected the team, or a quick verbal note to someone who just handled a client call well. Both people are present, and the conversation moves forward together. Consider this: a team leader notices that a colleague interrupted a client 3 times in a presentation. After the meeting, she pulls him aside and says, "I want to talk about something I noticed. Can we find 5 minutes now?" He nods. She describes what she observed, how it landed with the client, and asks what was going on for him. He explains he was nervous. They agree on a small adjustment for next time. It is over in 4 minutes. Synchronous feedback requires you to be prepared, present, and ready to listen as much as you speak. It demands more of you in the moment, but it gives both parties the chance to resolve things cleanly. What asynchronous feedback really means in practice. Asynchronous feedback is feedback delivered outside of a real-time conversation. You write it, send it, and the other person receives and responds to it in their own time. This looks like a voice note after reviewing someone's report, a written comment inside a shared document, a structured email ahead of a performance review, or a recorded video message for a remote colleague in a different time zone. The gap between sending and receiving is part of the design, not delay to be apologized for. Here is a real example. A project lead wants to give a junior colleague detailed feedback on a proposal she spent 2 weeks developing. Rather than pulling her into a meeting unprepared, he writes a clear, structured note, names 3 specific strengths, identifies 2 areas that need rethinking, and explains his reasoning for each. He sends it Tuesday morning. She reads it with coffee, marks her own questions, and comes to their Thursday check-in ready to talk. The conversation is sharper because she had time to process. Asynchronous feedback requires clarity in writing and discipline with tone. Without body language or vocal inflection, every word carries more weight than you think. The key difference is side by side. Dimension: synchronous feedback, asynchronous feedback. Delivery format: live conversation, in person or on a call, written message, voice note, or recorded video. Response timing: immediate, in the moment delayed, at the recipient's pace. Emotional handling: can respond to reactions in real time. Recipient processes emotions privately before responding. Best use case: sensitive, urgent, or relational feedback. Detailed, reflective, or logistically complex feedback. What it requires: presence, preparation, and active listening. Clarity, care with tone, and written precision. Common mistake: going in underprepared and triggering defensiveness. Delivering sensitive feedback without human warmth, What suffers when absent connection, trust, and timely resolution, depth, fairness, and space for reflection? The most important dimension on that table is emotional handling. When someone receives difficult feedback live, they can ask questions, clarify meaning, and feel heard. A real-time conversation lets you just if they seem hurt or confused. You can slow down. You can say, "Let me put that differently." That is a significant advantage when the message involves performance or behavior. Written feedback, by contrast, gives the recipient something they can return to. When someone reads feedback in writing, they can sit with it, reread it, and respond when they are ready rather than when they are reactive. That space often produces better conversations, not worse ones. The common mistake for synchronous feedback is arriving without preparation, which leaves the recipient feeling ambushed. The common mistake for asynchronous feedback is using it for messages that carry too much emotional weight to be read alone. Both errors come from choosing the method that is convenient rather than the method that serves the person. Where synchronous and asynchronous feedback overlap. These two approaches are not opposites in competition. In practice, the strongest feedback cultures use both, and sometimes the same feedback conversation involves elements of each. The most obvious overlap is the hybrid approach. You send a written summary before a live meeting so the recipient can prepare. Then you discuss it together in real time. This is common in performance reviews and is one of the most effective feedback structures you can build. It combines the reflective depth of asynchronous preparation with the relational clarity of a synchronous conversation. You can read more about building these structures and how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. Another area of genuine overlap is follow-up. A difficult synchronous conversation often benefits from an asynchronous summary sent afterward. Here is what we agreed in writing reinforces what was said live and gives the person a clear record. The spoken conversation carried the emotional weight. The written note carries the practical clarity. Positive feedback also sits comfortably in both forms. A word of recognition in a team meeting lands well. So does a short written note that someone can read again later. The two methods reinforce each other here rather than competing. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to use synchronous feedback? Use synchronous feedback when the situation calls for human presence and immediate dialogue. When the message is sensitive or personal. If the feedback touches on behavior, attitude, or a pattern that affects relationships, delivered live. Written messages on sensitive topics are easily misread, and the recipient deserves the chance to respond in real time. When you expect an emotional reaction, if you know the feedback might be hard to hear, be there to hear their response. Sending difficult news in writing and then going silent is one of the most damaging things you can do to trust. What is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy explains why presence is essential in these moments. When the issue is urgent. If something needs to change before the next meeting or before the client calls back, a live conversation is the only method that creates genuine immediate alignment. When the relationship needs repair. Feedback after a conflict or misunderstanding should happen in person or on a call. Text cannot rebuild trust. Only presence can do that. When the feedback is brief and straightforward, a quick positive word or a small real-time correction is natural in conversation. Writing it out formally would feel disproportionate. If you use asynchronous feedback here instead, the recipient fills in the gaps with their worst assumptions. Written words without a human voice leave too much room for misinterpretation. When to use asynchronous feedback? Use asynchronous feedback when the situation benefits from reflection, preparation, or written precision. When the feedback is detailed and specific. If you are reviewing a project, a proposal, or a body of work, writing gives you the space to be thorough and gives the recipient time to absorb it fully. The how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides framework translates particularly well into written form, because it demands specificity. When time zones or schedules make real-time meetings impractical, remote teams cannot always meet live. A clear, well-crafted written message respects the other person's time and still delivers the full weight of the feedback. when the recipient needs time to process before responding. Some people think better on paper than they do under pressure. Sending feedback in advance of a conversation gives them the chance to arrive prepared rather than defensive. When you need a clear record, performance development conversations, project reviews, and any feedback that may inform future decisions should have a written trail. A record protects both parties. When the feedback is non-urgent and low emotional stakes, notes on process, suggestions for improving a document, or observations about workflow are well suited to written delivery without the overhead of scheduling a call. If you use synchronous feedback here instead, you may find yourself in an unstructured conversation that covers half the ground you intended and leaves no trail of what was actually said. The Best Practices for Virtual Meeting Communication Guide offers useful structure if you find your live feedback conversations drifting off course. Common confusions and how to resolve them. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion. People assume asynchronous feedback is less caring than a live conversation. Why it happens. We associate care with presence, so writing can feel like avoidance. The resolution. A well-crafted written message can show more care than a rushed verbal comment. Care is about the quality of your attention, not the format you choose. If the writing is specific, respectful, and clear, it signals they thought carefully about the person before sending. The confusion. People use synchronous feedback for everything because it feels more direct. Why it happens. Speaking feels honest and immediate, and many of us are uncomfortable with the ambiguity of waiting for a written response. The resolution. Direct does not mean live. Some of the most direct feedback I have ever seen was delivered in writing. If the topic is complex or the stakes are high, rushing into a live conversation without preparation is not directness. It is a missed opportunity to serve the person well. The confusion. Asynchronous feedback is treated as a safer option when the message is hard to deliver. Why it happens. Writing it out and pressing send feels less confrontational than saying it to someone's face. The resolution. Difficulty is not a reason to choose asynchronous. If anything, a hard message usually demands the courage of a live conversation. We serve asynchronous for complexity and depth, not for avoiding discomfort. Building the confidence to deliver feedback live is part of what high psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy addresses directly. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you manage a remote team across time zones, default to asynchronous feedback for process and project observations, and reserve synchronous video calls for anything involving personal performance or team dynamics. Build a weekly rhythm so written feedback does not feel like a surprise. The role of communication in meeting success offers useful structure for making those live sessions count. If you are given feedback after a conflict, always choose synchronous. A written message after a breakdown in trust can feel cold or even passive-aggressive, regardless of how carefully you write it. Get on a call. Be present. Let the conversation be human. If you are preparing for a formal performance review, use both. Send a written summary of your observations at least 24 hours before the meeting. This respects the person's need to prepare and makes the live conversation more productive. You are not replacing the conversation. You are making it better. If you need to recognize strong work quickly, a brief synchronous comment in the moment, in a team meeting or directly after the work happened, is often more powerful than a written note sent hours later. Timing matters in positive feedback just as much as in corrective feedback. If the feedback involves detailed written work, such as a report or proposal, choose asynchronous first. Write your observations specifically, then offer a live conversation if they want to discuss further. This respects the depth of their work and gives your feedback the same depth in return. Understanding the difference between synchronous and asynchronous feedback is itself a form of progress. Once you know why the method matters, you will stop choosing based on convenience and start choosing based on what the person actually needs. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. The delivery method is part of the message. Choosing synchronous or asynchronous feedback is not a logistical decision. It shapes how the message is received before a single word is read or heard. Synchronous feedback is best for sensitive, urgent, or relational situations. If the person needs to feel heard, or the issue needs immediate resolution, be there live. Asynchronous feedback is best for detail, depth, and distributed teams. If the person needs time to think, or the feedback is complex, written delivery serves them better. Combining both approaches often produces the strongest outcomes. A written note before a live conversation, or a written summary after, adds clarity and respect to the process. Avoid using asynchronous feedback to dodge discomfort. Writing it out instead of saying it to someone's face is not kindness. It is avoidance dressed up as caution. Prepare for synchronous feedback as carefully as you write asynchronous feedback. Both methods demand your full attention. Neither one is the easy option. To go deeper on building the kind of team culture where feedback conversations thrive in any format, read how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and how feedback loops boost team synergy. Getting the method right with synchronous versus asynchronous feedback is a skill you will use in every conversation from here forward. Frequently asked questions. What is synchronous versus asynchronous feedback in the workplace? Synchronous feedback happens in real time, face to face or on a call, while asynchronous feedback is delivered in writing with a time gap before any response. Choosing between them depends on the complexity, sensitivity, and urgency of what you need to communicate to the other person. When should you use synchronous feedback with a team member? Use synchronous feedback when the message is sensitive, when you expect an emotional reaction, or when the situation requires immediate two-way dialogue. Real-time conversation lets you read body language, adjust your tone, and respond to questions on the spot rather than waiting hours for a reply. When is asynchronous feedback more effective than live feedback? Asynchronous feedback works best when the recipient needs time to think before responding, when the feedback is detailed and specific, or when time zones make a live meeting impractical. Written feedback also creates a clear record both parties can return to when needed. What are the risks of synchronous versus asynchronous feedback delivered at the wrong time? Synchronous feedback given without preparation can feel like an ambush and trigger defensiveness rather than openness. Asynchronous feedback on a sensitive topic can be misread, without vocal tone or body language to soften it. Both approaches fail when the delivery method does not match the emotional weight of the message. How do you choose between synchronous and asynchronous feedback for remote teams? For remote teams, consider emotional weight first. Reserve synchronous video calls for personal or performance-related feedback and use written asynchronous formats for process observations, project notes, and non-urgent suggestions. The method you choose signals how seriously you take both the message and the person receiving it. Can synchronous and asynchronous feedback be used together? Yes, combining both approaches is often the most effective strategy available to you. You might send a written summary in advance to give the recipient time to reflect, then follow up with a live conversation to discuss it together. This hybrid approach respects both clarity and human connection. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.